Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, do I?
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us. Today's guests are Jacqueline Debitz. She is representing Humboldt Maid, but she works at the Humboldt County Economic Development Office. And we also have Michelle Weiler, and she's from the Community Alliance for Family Farmers. She is representing Buy Fresh, Buy Local.
And Mary Cruz,
working on the media component.
And what we have is the Redwood Acres Fair coming up. And it's going to be really exciting this year because the theme of the Redwood Acres Fair is Humboldt Maid Fair. Jacqueline, can you tell us a little bit about how the fair is going to be different this year?
Well, we remade the whole thing. It's all Humboldt Maid this year. So kind of from the heart of all of what we love about Humboldt is going to show up there in the bounty of foods and products, things that we make here. Whether it's a manufactured good or a handmade crafted good or art. So you'll see Humboldt Maid everywhere. You'll still get the, you know, the carnival and rodeo and that kind of thing. But the rodeo is very much Humboldt Maid, too.
Mm-hmm. And so a lot of the fair is going to be similar to the way that it has been in past years.
We're just blending kind of the traditional with more contemporary, right?
In a way, it's kind of back to the future because fairs have always been about locally crafted products and locally made foods and big watermelons. And we're actually bringing it back to its roots in this way.
So is there going to be a room set up that has booths with people demonstrating their products?
Yes, the whole home ec building will be full of Humboldt Maid products.
And Mary Cruz joining us. What else is going to be going on, Mary?
So I've been working on the media component. So that means media before the fair to promote it, media that's going to be taking place at the event, collecting media. We're going to have a photo and video contest throughout the fair so people can really be interactive and engaged, and then to share the video and films and stories afterwards. And it's a big part of the Humboldt Maid brand is getting those images out there, those stories out there, and share to the rest of the world, you know, to let them know what Humboldt County is.
What sorts of activities are going to be happening in the evenings?
There's still going to be elements of the traditional fair like the carnival, 4-H involvement. There will be one night of stock car racing. That will be the Saturday evening. The other nights will be specific Humboldt Maid events. So the Thursday night event is going to be a screening of Jurassic Park 2, which was filmed in part in Humboldt County. So there's redwood trees and Jacoby Creek and all kinds of places with dinosaurs running through them. So the fact that it's going to be screening outdoors there by the grandstand at Redwood Acres is pretty cool. It'll be a great experience.
I know, watching a film outside is really a unique experience.
It
very
is.
Very fun.
It's a great location for it. And then we're also going to be screening Rural Rock and Roll afterwards, which is a documentary that the former film commissioner Jensen Roof had made featuring a lot of local bands from Humboldt County. So has a lot of Humboldt flavor, pardon the pun, and there'll be Humboldt beer and wine and food to purchase and consume while you're watching the movies.
Okay. And then Friday is the taste of place.
It's going to be one of the most amazing dinners I think Humboldt's seen in a while. So it has a lot of the elements of our fine food and produce, but also the way it's going to be prepared and shared and bringing in historical elements like the old tractors and the beautiful photos of Chris Wisner's food photos on the wall. It'll really give an overview of how long Humboldt County has been involved in this food movement.
Yeah, and then we're also having a farmer's market as well, so we'll see a lot of the local producers. And so, yeah, it is a nice mix.
And the fair starts on June 23rd and goes through the 26th. Is the farmer's market going to be going the whole time?
A smaller version will be going Thursday through Saturday, and then we're really having a larger one on Sunday when more of the farmers can join us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
It's nice to have a big farmer's market on Sunday.
Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. So I'm really excited about the Taste of Place dinner. That sort of thing has always interested me. What sorts of things are going to be happening at the Taste of Place dinner? I think it's always really neat when you go somewhere to have things that are really authentically true to that area. And this is a chance to really sample some of these things. Let's talk about the menu. I'm interested in that.
Yeah, definitely. So we're going to have wine tasting and appetizer starting at 5:30. And then there's an array of great appetizers,
fresh veggies and cheeses from here. There are barbecue barbecued oysters and an olive tapenade.
And then how about the entrees? What are we looking at?
So folks will have three different choices. There's a Humboldt grass-fed sirloin skewer that's going to be on a bed of barley that's from Shake Fork Farms. Uh-huh. And then grilled king salmon is another choice that's going to have larrapin mustard dill sauce and then seasonal vegetables from Willow Creek Farms. Uh-huh. For the vegetarian, choice is a lasagna served with Blake's sautéed baby carrots.
That sounds great. Yeah. And then, of course, dessert, because what is this all without dessert?
Cookies from Lolita Bakery, desserts on us. And we're also having chocolate drip strawberries.
This all sounds really tasty. So, Jacqueline, could you tell us a little bit about the Humboldt Made brand and what you're trying to do with that branding?
Well, it really came from specialty agriculture businesses and saying, you know, we're trading on Humboldt as a place. A lot of people from other places would love to live a Humboldt lifestyle, but they can't. They got to live in the city closer to their job. And there are many different products that exhibit Humboldt and its qualities. So abundance, that closeness to the land, the authenticity, quirkiness.
That sounds like Humboldt. Mm-hmm. Okay. Where can people go to get tickets for this?
So you can go online at northcoastprosperity.com. You can register there. You can call 445-7745, or you can get tickets at the door.
Tickets at the door.
And the room is going to be decorated amazingly. They're bringing old tractors in, and they're having some historic photographs of agricultural photographs, and it'll be a really nice display.
So yeah. Great opportunity to bring the family out, experience the Redwood Acres Fair, and see all that there is that is made in Humboldt, and have a fantastic dinner that is a taste mm-hmm. of place. This is Jennifer Bell, and I've been talking with Jacqueline Debitz, Mary Cruz, and Michelle Weiler.
Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you apple, plum, and apricot, I do, eh?
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.